So come closer to youth. Come, let's come closer. All the youngsters, come closer. See how nice they're so close to me. Yeah. One hand span. So come closer. I don't bite. The only thing that happens in our discipline is tashkil. But we don't bite. All the guys are scared of tashkil. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولانا الكريم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My beloved students, respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. And this life we have is only one life. We don't have a second chance. You went to the grave and saw anybody that passed away that came back? Whoever has passed away is gone forever, never coming back. So we also, soon we're going to end up there. So we have to make preparation for that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something that is our wealth, our most prized possession. So when we talk of something that is valuable, and you ask the people what is valuable, the first thing they look at is money. Because all of us understand the what money can do, what money can buy, where what money can take you, where it can take you. So money can buy a PS5, controllers, slimline screen, around sound. And I can put in the fastest internet and play with all the guys all over the world. All the different games. And I can connect to all over the world by sitting in my... Yeah. So, money can do a lot of things. And then after that I can jump on a plane and go visit all the places in the world. So when we say, what is our valuable asset? Not money. Money is an amanat. But our most valuable asset is time. What? Time. Time. When you say time, it means our life. If you want to just make it easy for you to understand. This life that we have, this time that we have. So all of us are made up of time. We are made up of minutes, hours, days and years. We know when we were born. And the day we pass away, let's say he passed away at the age of 50, 60, 20. So he had 20 years of life. 20 years of life. 20 years to make a success of his life. 20 years to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 20 years or 30 years or 40 years to prepare to go in the qabr, to be all alone there. Then to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Hashar. Some say 50,000 years long that we'd have to stand there. So this 20 years is like what? 60 years is like what? Nothing compared to the year after. So our actual capital wealth is time. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by time, wal asr, by the oath of time, innal insana lafi khusr. That indeed all of mankind, innal insan, all of mankind are at a loss. Now, if we look at who's living here now, they say 8 billion, I don't know how many, maybe more, maybe less, 8 billion people in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying 8 billion people at a loss. At the loss meaning, they are going to go to Jahannam. They're going to suffer. All 8 billion. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out from that 8 billion, 4 categories of people. That are no more in this loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says first, except those that have iman. So Allah has blessed us. But this kalima la ilaha illallah, it's not a small thing. It's a huge ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a big ni'mat of Allah, a gift of Allah, that we are Muslims, that we are reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's not a small thing. Allah has given us this. So immediately we are out from that people that are at a loss. But it doesn't stop there. Four categories of people. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا to say kalima la ilaha illallah is not sufficient. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ So we also have to do good deeds. Jannat is not for free. It's not for mahala. And what's mahala? Let's see. What's for mahala? For free. Something you get for nothing. You go to the shop here, yeah, and you tell them, I want that box of chocolates. They say, give the money 15, and they say, I got no money, I want it for mahala. They say, go back home, go tell your father to give you his card or the money. Right? So Jannat also, we can go and tell Allah, when I die, I'm going to say, Ya Allah, I want my Jannat. Because the one Maulana, I heard him saying, the last person to enter Jannah, he'll get a Jannah 10 times the size of this earth. Not the 10 times the size of Eshaval, or 10 times the size of this masjid. 10 times of the whole earth, the last person that will enter into Jannah will get such a big Jannah. So Allah is going to give the last person such a big Jannah. You think he's going to come for nothing? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Second condition, to be taken out from a loss. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ One translation is, those that advise the truth. You advise people to do good. Forbid them from doing bad. Like what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. And when you do these things, people are not going to like you. Especially your friends. Amongst the youth, the youngsters, they like name calling. They say, hey, this guy now suddenly is becoming pious, over pious. He's a Sufi. Hey, what's happening with you now? When you tell him, let's go for namaz, we're busy playing PlayStation, or we're going to the shops, or we're going, let's go, hey, it's azan time. Say, hey, you're over pious. Relax. So when you do good and you advise good, then your own friends will make life difficult for you. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ Then you have to have patience when you do good. So these are the four categories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken out. They're not at a loss. They're not going to go to Jahannam. They are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised lots of things in the year after. So time by his nature, what we said, time is our main wealth. That's our wealth. Our capital wealth. What are we going to do with our time? See now, for all of you that are sitting here. Today, by nature, time would have passed. If you didn't come here, if you went somewhere, or normally Saturday night we're going out for a chow, we're going to eat out. Daddy, mommy, where are you taking me? Where are we eating out? Which new restaurant we're going to? Is there a pop-up? By its nature, time will pass. But how to make that time valuable? So all of you that came here, we've made this time valuable. We're sitting firstly in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved place on the earth are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're sitting in the house of Allah. So it's not a small thing. On a Saturday night, when all the guys are busy, partying and enjoying themselves, we're sitting in the masjid. For who? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this we must think, in our heart must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. I could have been anyway, but Allah brought me here. So as I said, by nature time will pass. How we can make that time valuable? How we can make that time in our favor? So that time will become valuable. And the ulama say, that time becomes valuable, waqt qeemti bante a'amal se. Time becomes valuable by a'amal, by doing good deeds. So, we must make such an effort in this short life. We don't know how long we, all of us know when we were born. Anybody doesn't know their birth date here? Want to shock us a little bit? All of you know the birthday. But anybody knows, we have an idea when we're going to pass away? Nobody knows. So as long as we got life, we have an opportunity to obey Allah, to make our life valuable. And how our life becomes valuable? In the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came, there was 500-600 years of darkness. Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam was lifted to the heavens. No Nabi came after that. 600 years, 6 centuries of darkness, no Haqq, no Nabi. When he was sent to a place where the Arabs were doing all sorts of acts that baffled the mind. They would take their own daughters, and not babies, 4 or 5 year olds. And they will dress them up. And they will tell them, let's go play a game. And they say, come, let's go play a game. And say, let's dig a hole. And the daughter will help them to dig a hole. And the father will say, okay, you stand by the hole. Let's throw sand. You throw little sand on me, I throw little sand on you. and eventually you will cover her up alive in her own grave. That's what the Arabs would mean. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a environment. He came with haqq. Such haqq that dispelled all darkness. The nur of hidayat, the kalima la ilaha illallah. All darkness disappeared. In 23 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort that till today we are enjoying the benefit of the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. That in the corner of the world, the southernmost corner of the world, in South Africa, we have iman. We are able to act on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have a short life. We're not going to be here forever. You know? People, sometimes we get so stuck. And when I said our time is so valuable, especially for the youth, we need to understand who is stealing our time. Where most of our time goes, the youth. Being a teacher, we know. See? How long the PS games take? How long the series take? I had one student say, Malana, I knocked off one series in one weekend. One is, he came with his, what you call it, hard drive. The season, well, not one season, two seasons. I sat from Friday. I saw the whole season, 15 episodes. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I knocked off the season. I caught up all the guys. Sitting in like a zombie. You know, now we can sit Uber Eats. Now, we can order here from this shop and that shop and you sit and chow and we look. And we, passive entertainment. So who's stealing our time? Where our time is going? I told you, time will pass. You'll watch a movie. 1.5 hour gone. Now the movies are even getting longer. In the old days when we used to watch movies, you know, Allah forgive us, nobody used to watch Indian movies because Indian movies were too hectic, unrealistic. You run through the wall and his white suit doesn't get dirty. Yeah. And we used to sit, the guys used to sit for 3 hours. The English movies were shorter. Now it looks like the Indian, English guys are also as dumb as the Indian guys. They're making the same stupid movies. Jump out from a 10-story building and he's hail and health and he walks away. But we fall for that. We like entertainment, you know. Makes us feel good about ourselves. We sit and say, and then we go out and you also want to practice 1-2 moves and see what they're doing and all that. So those things take our time. Yeah, they steal our time. Movies, series, games. You can't play a game. And if you want a skin or something, put in the hours. Then you get it for mahala. If not, then you take out your card and you swipe. Then you got a new gun, then you got a new car, then you got a new this. Whose money? Then we say the people in Gaza got no food. But our guys are spending thousands of rands. Wallahi. I don't want to give you a car because I have students that I know in 1 month that spend 28,000 rand on Fortnite. Buying skins and guns and this and that. Not play, not monopoly money. More than a person earns in a month. The collective class spends so much money. So when we don't make an effort on our iman, then what will happen? Shaitan will trick us, they think us. You know, sometimes we get so involved in this game. There was one sheikh, he was sitting. One Maulana was sitting. So the one guy came to me, Maulana, you know what, I conquered Europe, man. The Muslims are taking over. He said, well, yes, sir, yeah. He said, my army, I'm playing now. I took a Muslim army, I got a big army, I conquered the whole of Europe. He said, when does it happen? He said, on that game that I play, Rise of Nations. I conquered all our Muslims now, Maulana. What are you doing? You get so confused with what is reality and what is not reality. You're playing so much games that you think that's the reality. Suddenly all the people in Europe are Muslim. It's not a reality. These are things that steal our time. We were now in UK. I'll give you a short call because they gave me 15 minutes. So far I came, they gave me 15 minutes. Mr. Kotwa. Yes, sir, 15 minutes. I didn't even start yet. I prepared the whole afternoon. I said, they gave me at least half an hour. Mutala told me 15 minutes. Okay, let me give you all the Karl Guzari of UK. UK, the challenge is the youth. They question everything. You see the environment like you have here, the masajid, and your ustads, and your maktabs, and your madrasas. They have maktabs, they have madrasas. But there's a disconnect. So in the schools that they attend, they are made to question everything. You must ask. How old are you? 10. Now imagine an 8 or 10 year old boy asking, why must I believe in one Allah? That's what they need to ask. Why? Because they're told that, you know what, Marvel Comics, one universe, this guy is there, he's the Lord. Another universe, there's another Lord. Third universe, infinity, he's another Lord. Now we're telling, believe in one Allah who is all-powerful. Now the guy says, hey, but man, in my world, you got three Lords, three Allahs. Na'uzubillah, three Ilahs, three superpowers. Why you only need one? Question at 9 and 10 and 8, they are made to question everything. Later on, when he's 16 and 17, now he's about smart and clever, a little more mature. How are you going to bring him to Salah? How are you going to make him understand that Allah is in control of whatever is happening in the world? Allah is the doer. Allah is our creator. Allah is our khaliq. We are his makhluk. Allah has created us. We are his creation. Allah is our malik. Allah owns us. We are his mamluk. We are his slaves. That's what we are. We are slaves of Allah. There can't be a better title than a slave of Allah. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I took my slave. Who? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the journey of Isra. Now put up your hand, who wants to become a slave here? Yeah. You know why? Because the non-Muslims have made this term a curse for us. No, no, slaves, hey, I don't want to be a slave. I want to be a lani. I don't want to be a slave. How can I be a slave? I want to be a lani. You know? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort was that you are abd of Allah. First thing you are, a slave of Allah. Become a slave of Allah. Then you are successful. Because a slave has no choice. He'll do what Allah wants him to do. When Allah wants him to do it. How Allah wants him to do it. But when you say, I'm not a slave, I'm a lani. Hey, don't tell me what to do, it's my life. Yeah. This is my money, this is my car. You know, I can blast the sound as much as I want. I can cut my hair, you know, they got this, what they call it, fade. Fade haircuts. Everybody got a fade, it looks, big beard with a fade. Imagine how, the dichotomy of that. You got a fade, but you got a Moshe Sunnat beard. No topi. Now you're under, what's happening? When the effort of iman is not made. We all call you here, why? Because it's an effort of iman. We have to make an effort of iman, otherwise shaitan will make an effort to take our iman away. A time will come when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yumsi mu'minin wa yusbih kafirin. A person will pass the night as a believer, in the morning he will be a kafir. Wa yusbih mu'minin wa yumsi kafirin. In the morning he will be a Muslim, and in the afternoon he will be a disbeliever. Because of all the things we see and we say. Allah is our razik. Allah sustains us. We are sustained by Allah. Everything is Allah. That is the effort of iman. It's not a small thing. Because in the qabr when you die, when we go in the grave, the first thing the angel is going to ask, Ma Rabbuk. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? So we've got a short life. I've already gone over 15 minutes. We've got a short life to make such an effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with us. And this effort of da'wat and tabligh is an easy effort, is an easy thing to attach ourselves to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sit in talim, make students jamaats, go out and work on our own iman. Why? So that Allah becomes happy with me. If Allah is happy with you, can any person in the world harm you? And if the whole world is happy with you, but Allah is unhappy with you, what benefit you got? What future you have? What success you have? Nothing. Nothing. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this one life. And our capital wealth is our time. So we've called you here to make the tashkil, how we can spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To go out and learn this iman. You see, I'll end on this here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can we see him? Can we see? Anybody saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Put up your hands, shock us again. Nobody. Allah we cannot see. So, and the system of Allah, the power of Allah, can we see? We can't see. Right? So to bring that in our hearts, we have to make an effort. The worldly things we can see, money. We can see our jobs. We can see what they do. So that without effort comes into the heart. We know what money can do. We know what education can do. We know what this can do, a shop can do. So automatically that understanding of benefit of that comes in the heart. But Allah we can't see, the power of Allah we can't see. So that which is unseen, we have to make an effort to bring it in our heart. And that what we can see, we have to make an effort to take it out of the heart. It's not an easy effort. Because whole day we're saying that, this can do, that can do, my shop, my this, my that, my education, my career, you know, my this, my. And we think all these things can do. So to make an effort that this thing comes out of our heart. This is the effort of tabligh. The changing the yaqeen, to take out the incorrect yaqeen from our heart, that makhluk can do. Makhluk is anything besides Allah. And to bring the correct yaqeen in our heart that Allah can do. Only Allah can do. That is the change of yaqeen. The effort of the kalima la ilaha illallah. The same effort that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made on the Sahaba. The same effort that is taught to us in the Quran. So many incidents. My time is up. I don't have a chance to even give you all a few incidents. But this is the effort. So inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll all give us make some time. When you travel the world and you see, then we'll understand how important this effort. People are fooled with the simplicity of this effort. Hey, these few Jamaat guys, every time they're sitting, the same guys are sitting in the morning, the same guys are knocking the door. But the same guys have called, Allah used this as a vehicle for deen to come alive in the last 100 years. Not the darlums, not the hankas, not nothing. First it was just effort, then the madrasas in it start to flourish. So we all work together, our madrasas, our khankas, our tabligh. But this effort, they did so much benefit to us. When we were in UK, we explained to them that in the UK, Jummah used to be read on a Sunday. Jummah? When you read Jummah here in Ashaba? Friday. But if you went 50 years ago to the UK, because they couldn't get off from work, they used to read the Jummah on a Sunday. And even worse, if you died Monday, Tuesday, they bury you on a Sunday. You can't be buried in 24 hours. This is their own elders told us when we were there. But when the effort of Dawat and Tabligh came, now deen is flourishing there. So South Africa wasn't far back, far behind from the situation in UK. So we should not turn our back on that effort that gave us what we have now. All these beautiful masjids, darulums and all that. Do not turn our back on that effort that brought deen to South Africa. Inshallah we'll all do this. Allah give us tawfiq. See who's next? Somebody must come up here and give a call. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Just a short karguzari, inshallah, before we start the tashkil. So just a short karguzari of our experiences and the fiqh taking place in Pretoria in the university. So our area is very different to this area. Our masjid, first masjid in the entire area, after that the closest to that masjid now was about half an hour drive. So our first masjid came up now in June. Before that all salahs, gush, programs, big night programs, Ramadan programs, all of that used to happen in a building's grass area. One of the apartments had a small grass area. So every single thing would take place in that area. The chatais would be spread out there and everything would be taking place from there. Or even the meals after the programs, everything will take place there. But from there you see a few gems come out from there and we've seen them. One of our satis, a revert brother, he was a revert at that time for about 1.5 years. But he was, you know, making a lot of momentum. He was already 5 paras down with his learning the Quran. All of this, everything, he was excelling very quickly. So from there then he came out with us. So something ajeeb, we were walking and we were on gush and he just, like, you could just see the tears were flowing from his eyes. So he says that from having no iman in his life, not believing in any of this, now he was walking and doing the work of Anbiya alayhi salam. So we stood there and while we were on gush, what can you tell someone when he says something like that? The passion and the, how much he was enjoying it and coming out and doing that walking house to house, meeting people, that was one of it. So, you know, he was from this, he kept coming out as well. And there you see even our, like our masjid, for example, we don't have any, there's no elderly people there, there's no uncles, there's no one, you know, watching over us. Our area, that entire 20-kilometer radius is just students there. So even the masjid, all the fiqh that takes place and stuff is all run by the students. And there you won't see your typical, how your satis would be looking, these guys, you know. But they're there and they come out for their, they spend their time. And that was the biggest thing that they said. So a lot of them now came out this year for their first time, out for 3 days, whatever, after a test week or something like that did. They came out for their first 3 days. And they also said that they felt they couldn't come out because of, you know, they said, look at what their condition was. and how they can go tell people. But once they realized and understood that this effort is for ourselves, then they came out. So we ended up going, our most recent one was 3 days to Roshniya. So one of the guys, his father was, is Muslim, but he's not so strict on him and things like that. So he decided, his father wanted to visit him, but he ended up telling his father no. His father didn't allow him to go out for 3 days. So he told his father that he was going to another place, a place of fitna. So his father said, all right, he left him to go to a place like that. But he had to basically tell his father he's going to a place like that to allow him to come out. And he was, instead of being in that place of fitna, he was out with us for 3 days. Another guy, we gave him his first ever elan to give. So he was learning it, he was practicing it. 1 hour he'd sit, he'd make salam, stand up, give his elan, make a mistake, back down, salam, back up, give elan, make a mistake, back down. For 1 hour he stood on the front staff, practicing. Then he called us all together, he told me, listen. He stood up, made his mistake, he went back down. All of that, for 1 hour he just went, practice. Then he got time. He gave it, alhamdulillah, no mistakes and stuff like that. He comes to me, I'm sitting in this, I can see him coming straight after he finished. He came straight to me. I can see him smiling, so I smile back at him. And he comes and whispers in my ear. He say, cuz, hey, I pulled a crowd, huh? So just to see things like that. One of the guys, his first time out, he spent maybe a maximum of 10 days. He's sitting there, he's learning, he's writing. And you won't expect this from university students, the whole day they're at campus. So he's now writing. That morning, Sunday morning, Fajr, he gave full 6 points. To the T, straight from that Tablighi Muzakhara Kitab, straight from that, he gave it. So, when we were sitting at the end, we asked everyone that, what did someone learn? And they said that, yes, they, a lot of them, all of it, we summarized it, that all of them, they have their weaknesses in life. And some of these weaknesses they said that maybe pull them away from not coming out. But then once they came out and they saw how much they enjoyed it, we didn't go anywhere. We were in a masjid all the time. Maybe the Satis took us out once out of the masjid for a bribe. But the guys were in the masjid, and these guys normally every weekend is here, there, this way, that way, supper. From Pretoria, we're traveling 40 minutes to Joburg, they're traveling back up. So that just to, you can't even explain how much they enjoyed it. And they said that from this, that they understood that they have a responsibility. So whatever weaknesses it is, be the weakness, but they have a responsibility and they will all try to come out. And from that we saw that before, from having no satis of our masjid, even when jamaat came to us, there was no one there for nusrat and khidmat and stuff, to now the most recent jamaat came, and when I say that we were all sitting in a room, in the jamaat room there, maybe 15, 20 of us with the jamaat. So from that we see that, this responsibility, and we all understood that this responsibility is our responsibility. Anbiya alayhi salam are no more. Sahaba radiallahu anhu are no more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more. And they all, now we have this responsibility. So for this, inshallah, our elders give us that tartib, that at the first opportunity, how we can go out for 4 months. The first tashkil is 4 months, inshallah. How we can go out for this four months, this will bring this reality of this purpose in our life. That what our purpose actually is, that it's not to have that big shop, to have that big piece of paper with that Bachelor of Science or Bachelor in Accounting, but this real responsibility of becoming a ummati and becoming a slave and fulfilling this responsibility. So who's ready? Let's stand, let's give our names, inshallah. Who's ready? 4 months at the first given opportunity. Those who are finishing matric, those who are finishing university, let us stand and give our names, inshallah. We see from this, a person can come out, he can come out for his first 3 days, start making some fikr in his area. From there, that 3 days will become 10 days. That 10 days will become 40 days. That 40 days will become 4 months. And from that, he'll come back and learn that work and come back to his area. From that, change can come in his area. Change can come into the surrounding areas. Change can come into his whole entire city. Change can come into his province. Change can come into his country. Change can come into his continent. And from that, all four corners of the world, change can come. So who's ready for this? 4 months, let us stand, beloved brothers. Let us make that intention. That intention is that Allah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that intention. But for the effect to come in the heart, that effort needs to be made. Who's ready for this? Let us stand for 4 months. First given opportunity. Those who are finishing matric, those who are finishing university. Who's ready for that 4 months? This whole majma must stand today. Who's ready for this? Who's ready, inshallah? All the university students, there's a lot of holidays. You can complete a good few months in there. Who's ready for this? Who's ready, inshallah? Let us stand, inshallah. Give everyone else encouragement as well. Mashallah. Few more to stand. 4 months, 4 months. Who's ready? Let us go out, find our purpose. Develop this yaqeen. Inshallah, next tashkil, who's ready for 40 days? Holidays are longer. Huh? No problem. Few more, our satis are saying, few more names for the 4 months tashkil. Still need to stand, still need to stand. This is what we have to go. This is we have to go and tell the entire world that Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the provider. We have to bring this into our lives as well. Realize that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where sacrifice, now is the time to sacrifice that health, wealth and time. Who's ready? We need few brothers. All these brothers in the front here. Let us stand. Bismillah. Let us stand. Let us. Oh, inshallah. Let us stand. Let us stand. All the heads are down. Let us stand. Yeah, inshallah. All those are also in grade 11. We start preparing. Come out. Start making that fikr, inshallah. Let us stand. So many. All the heads are going down now. What's happening? Let us stand. Let us just that intention. What can come from that intention? We don't even know. Just that intention. Bismillah, bismillah. Let's stand, let's stand, let's stand. All the, no more heads must go down now. Few more, 5 more to complete that jamaat. 5 more we need to stand, 5 more need to stand. Well, all the university students also. Let us stand, all in matric. Arshad Kassim, mashallah. Let us stand. Let us, mashallah. Let us make that intention. This is the intention here. This is our opportunity. This is our chance. Let us make that intention. We write our names. We make that intention. We make that effort. Few more still for that jamaat. 2 more left for that jamaat. 2 more left for that 4 months jamaat. Who's ready for this, inshallah? 2 more. We just need 2 more for this jamaat. There's plenty here, all here in the front here. They're ready, inshallah. Stand, let's make the intention, inshallah. Inshallah, for 40 days, who's ready for this? Plenty, our holidays are long enough. University students, we usually have 2 months off, 3 months off. Universities will close now, first week. Schools will close. Who's ready for this in the holidays? 40 days. Let us stand 40 days. Bismillah. Madrasa boys also will be on holiday. School, university, madrasa. All holidays. We're all in university, school and madrasa, so we'll know this. Mashallah. Who's ready? The dates, we know all the dates, so there's enough holiday. We'll even have enough holiday to come back home. Spend some time at home, spend some time out in the path of Allah. Who's ready for this? Let us stand. Let us give our names. Let us make that intention. The quicker everyone stands, the quicker we can go eat. Otherwise the food is getting cold. Yeah. Let us stand. We can fill the numbers. Inshallah, I accept. Who's ready for this? Let us stand. Let us make the intention. Hold there in the back too also. Let us make intention. Let us stand. I can see you ready. You're ready over there. I can see you ready. Inshallah, mashallah. Mashallah. And in front there, I can see he's also ready. He's ducking the eyes there. But he's ready, I can see you're ready. Yeah, you're ready, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Even our uncles can also stand for the Jamaat, join the student Jamaats. Help us also learn. Who's ready for this also? This 40 days Jamaat is not complete still. Who's ready? Back, front, middle, all of that. Let's stand. Who's ready for this, inshallah? All there. Who's there? I can see all are ready there. Let us stand. Let's give our names, inshallah. Who's ready? Who's ready? Bismillah, let us stand. Let us make that firm intention. 10 days next tashkil, 10 days. Who's ready for 10 days in December? If we can't make that 4 months, we can't make that 40 days, who's ready for this 10 days Jamaat? This Jamaat has to be now, we should all get ready for this Jamaat. Who's ready for this 10 days Jamaat? MashaAllah, Allah accept. There's a 10 days Jamaat coming out. Rehan, MashaAllah, Allah accept. Whoever's not ready, man, still must sit down. Who's ready? Let us stand 10 days in December. Plenty of time in December. Just that 10 days. We still have time to come. Spend our time also in Durban. Who's ready for this 10 days, Jamaat? The whole groups need to stand. All groups need to stand. Who's ready? You're here in the front, in the back, in the middle. 10 days. 10 days will turn, will go very quick. Who's ready for this, inshallah? Who's ready for this 10 days? Who's ready for 3 days? 10 days, inshallah. 4 months. Oh, inshallah, Allah accept. MashaAllah, who's ready? Who's ready? Still 10 days now, still 10 days. Few more, how many more we got to finish that Jamaat? Five more to finish that Jamaat. Who's... Now we'll go for five, inshallah. Who's ready? We need two more to stand, then we can move on. Two more. MashaAllah. One more. We have to complete this Jamaat now. Who's ready for this? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mustafa. Allah accept. Who's ready for 3 days in December in the school holidays?
Only 3 days.
3 days.
MashaAllah,
Allah accept. Who's ready for this 3 days? Now everyone has to stand for the 3 days. Everyone must stand for the 3 days. Who's ready? The whole back row there can stand, this whole row. Even if you gave your name 4 months, 40 days, 10 days, let us all stand for this 3 days. Give encouragement to everyone else. Let us stand for this. Let us stand for the 3 days. 3 days, who's ready for this? Don't feel shy, don't worry. Who's ready for this 3 days? Who's ready for this 3 days? We need five more to stand for this 3 days. MashaAllah. Next to him, are you ready for, we're ready for the 3 days, inshallah. Three days. Who's ready for the 3 days? Inshallah, Allah accept it.
SubhanAllah. Brothers can proceed downstairs on my right hand side, your left hand side.
Those that had made giving changes for 4 months, you can just go that side with Suhail and Varaji, please. Don't feel shy, just wake up those who have given changes for 4 months. Quickly just go that side, inshallah. Those who made changes for 40 days, you can go on the right hand side, your left hand side. And maybe you didn't give your name also. you're feeling shy to stand up, and now you're feeling it in your heart, it came in your heart, your desire was there to go out for 4 months, even if it's not this year, even if it's not this year, if it's not in the recent future, but there is an intention, there is a desire to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months, go this side. If there's a desire to come out for 40 days, come on this side, inshallah. Those for 10 days also can go in the back. And those who've been for 3 days also. If you never even sign up for 3 days, you can come in the top corner there, inshallah. Right? So, 40 day brothers, just proceed this, inshallah. Go sit with Yusuf Ali. All the 3 day jamaats. Jamaat is coming out next week also. Our men's jamaat from the masjid. They'll come out next week. And we're going to Hillcrest, inshallah. Hillcrest, we're going on next week. Those brothers are giving names for 40 days. 40 days, brothers, can go that side. Awesome. 40 days that side, inshallah. Kobasa. Dadabai. It's coming now, and I can go there, inshallah. I can give your name that side. Majid, 4 months that side, inshallah. Yeah, go there, go there, go there. Yusuf Ali is waiting for the brothers who gave their names for 40 days, inshallah. We're not going to take you, we're not going to take your address down, we're not going to come and take your baggage from your home. It's just a desire. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Imagine, you're getting reward already for your intention. You're getting reward already for your intention. So perhaps you don't even go out for 40 days. You don't go out for 4 months. But you gave your intention in this masjid with the malaika around, inshallah. It'll happen, inshallah, right? Jazakallah. So if you have feeling in your heart to go there, even during the time we're eating, no problem, give your name to the brothers. Give your name to the senior brothers, Yusuf Ali, and those brothers on the right-hand side. The rest of us, inshallah, we're going down to eat. Make sure we wash our hands nicely, sit on the floor, and read a dua for eating. Right? What's the dua for eating? Bismillahi wa ala barakatil. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.